What God's trying to say to us today is He's got a better plan.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Well, it's time now for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Bumgardner coming up here in just a moment. But God has a better plan. He's wanting to raise us up today. And I believe that the Lord would like to see these totals that we have here at the station be raised up today. If you'd like to join us with your pledge of support and help raise the financial means for this radio ministry to continue, then we encourage you to call. That's why we're here today, to raise the financial support of this ministry. You need financial support in your life, in your home, your business. You got to have financial support to operate your business, to operate your home. You got to pay the rent. You got to pay the mortgage payment. You got to pay the light bill, the water bill. You got to buy groceries, shoes for the kids. It takes money to do all of that. Well, it takes money for a radio station like this to continue. And that's why we're here today asking you for your help and your support. So if you can, give us a call and make your pledge today.
Toll free, 888-221-8990.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you and God bless.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
My assignment this morning is to talk to you about the limitless power of God, and I want to talk to you about the gateway into that power. Somebody say faith. If you were here Wednesday night, we literally had an explosion go off in here. I don't know what's been going on here on Wednesday, but it has been, there's not words to describe it. The last two Wednesday nights, man, it has been like a nuclear meltdown from a power plant, and the works of the flesh have been getting burned out. It's powerful stuff. We started talking a little bit about faith Wednesday night, and I just want to stay in that vein this morning. If you have your Bibles with you, look in Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 1, Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Now faith, somebody say now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Now faith, somebody say now faith. I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm talking about today. Now, faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for your precious power, your manifested presence in this house, Lord. Lord, for our hearts that are stirred and encouraged, for the supernatural power, God, being released in our lives today. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that are taking place, for the healings in our bodies, for sicknesses being dried up, God, for financial breakthrough being released to us today. Lord, we declare that your word is truth today. Father, I pray, God, that my words would be the words of the Holy Spirit. Lord, put me on like a coat today and wear me. Give me entrance into every heart. Let us have ears to hear and hearts to receive so that we might be transformed by your power today. Lord, engage us. The limitless possibilities of our faith in you. In Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen. How many of you understand something this morning? I just kind of want to lay a little bit of foundation with you, but how many of you understand something this morning that God is on the move? He is continually seen moving. When you study the Bible, there's a law called the law of the first mention. Everybody say it with me, the first mention. And that basically means that the first time something is mentioned in Scripture, then it is played out through the entire Bible. So when you see something in the very beginning of the book of Genesis where it's mentioned, then what you'll see take place is that principle is played out through the rest of the 66 books of the Bible, all the way through the book of Revelation. And if you interpret the Bible properly, you have to follow that train of thought throughout Scripture. When you get Revelation through the word of God, it needs to be filtered through the law of first mention. That way we understand the word of God that's being grounded and rooted in our hearts. That way we're not filtering it through some other man's opinion. We're not filtering it through what secular society says. We're not filtering it through some denominational understanding or some theology that we were taught. We're filtering it through the actual word of God by the law of first mention. Everybody say first mention. And what that does is it lays out characteristics of whatever it is that we're talking about. Amen? For example, in the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it said that God covered Adam with skins. And when we see that when Adam sinned and he was covered with God by skins, it gave us a picture that if there's going to be sin, then there had to be something that had to pay a price for the sin. That all through the first mention of that, through the entire Bible, all the way up till Jesus paid the price on the cross, something had to be sacrificed for sin. Come on, somebody. Amen. In order for sin to be covered. And now that God sent the perfect lamb, sin was no longer covered, but sins were washed away. Come on, somebody, huh? How many of you know that picture plays out all the way through Scripture? How many of you know we really do not make ourselves righteous? I know some of us like to think that we are good all by ourselves, but the truth is we don't make ourselves righteous. We are righteous through the sacrifice of the Son, Jesus Christ. It was His sacrifice that made us righteous. And so today, now we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say, I got to put Him on. We ain't got time to unpack all that, but most people, you know, they just say, well, I'm real. I'm just real. That's just the way I am. I'm real. I'm just raw. No, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So I don't put on. I don't know how to put on. You're lying. You do know how to put on. Come on, tell somebody, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you know you've been in the car arguing with your wife or arguing with your husband, going back and forth, and the noise level's raising up. You make me so mad. And then the phone rings. Hi, how you doing? Bless God. Oh, I'm blessed. Come on, tell somebody, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So from the very beginning, we found out that we have to learn how to put something on in order to take something off. Come on, amen. But when we get in Genesis 1, it's interesting. The Bible says, in the beginning, God. In fact, when you literally interpret that in the Hebrew language, it doesn't really read it that way. It really says this, God in the beginning. Come on, help me. God in the beginning. Because how many of you know, had there not been a God, there would be no beginning? God is the beginning. The beginning is found in God. I mean, God don't live in time or space. He doesn't dwell in the atmosphere that we dwell in. God is everywhere. God in the beginning. He was here before the beginning. He's eternal. How many of you know that he's eternal this morning, huh? I mean, atheists say this. They say God does not exist. How many know that's true? Y'all ain't helping me no more. I said, God don't exist. No, existence is found in God. If there is no God, there's no such thing of existence because it all comes from him. Come on, amen? How many know that's really true? Existence comes from God because watch this. The first characteristic that we see about God is he is existence itself. With no God, there's nothing. He holds it all in the palm of his hand. In him, everything lives and moves and dwells and has its being. It's by the word and the power of his word that everything is held in the palm of his hand. He is existence. So how many know that everything that we have today existed in God before it ever existed? But he also exists beyond everything that we know exists because he's God. Come on, how many know God ain't got to get up in the morning and look at Fox News online to see what's going on in the world today. He knew it before it was ever going to happen. He's not sitting up late at night watching CNN getting the report on the politics. He knows who's going to be president. I said he knows. And heaven ain't upset today. He ain't been out of shape. God's not mad. That'll help some of you right there. Amen. He's everywhere all the time. He's before time and after time, and he lives in the eternal now. David said this. He said, I went to the heavens, and I found him there. I went to the depths of the ocean, and I found him there. I went to the grave, and there he was. I went to the temple, and he was there too. I went to my bedroom, and he was in my bedroom. Everywhere I went, I found God. There is no place that God is not. God says, I framed the whole entire world, and I hold it in the palm of my hand. The second characteristic about God is this. Not only is God bigger than life itself, but in verse 2 it says this. And the Spirit of God was moving. Somebody say he was moving. So by the law of first mention, that tells you something. God is always moving by his Spirit. I know God is always moving somewhere in our life. He's always calling us to reach to a higher level of living, a new dimension of faith. He's always moving and working. How many of you recognize that when you put God in one place and you frame him up and try to put him in a box, when you go back to get God, God ain't there no more. He's done moved on. Come on, huh? Moses come up out of the wilderness, come up out of Egypt and ended up in the wilderness where God was going to train him so he could become the man of God that he needed to be to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt and spend 40 years in that place. And all of a sudden he got captivated by a bush that was on fire. Now, how many know a bush out in the wilderness ain't really that big of a deal because it's hot and dry tumbleweeds catch on fire and dry bushes catch on fire? It's called combustion. Come on, amen. That wasn't a big deal. What got his attention was there was a bush on fire, but the bush wasn't being consumed by the fire. And when he stopped to look at a bush that wasn't being consumed by a fire, God introduced himself to Moses and said, hey, I want you to go and deliver my people out of Egypt. Come on, help me. Amen. I mean, there's a lot of people get on fire for God, but the bush goes out. I just believe God's looking for some bushes that won't burn out. I believe God's looking for a generation of people that'll stay on fire, get on fire, stay on fire, and keep on burning. Praise the Lord. Amen.
So he turns and God introduces himself to him. He says, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. I want you to get the children of Israel out of Egypt. So he goes back to Egypt, delivers them out of Egypt through the Red Sea and up into the wilderness. He goes to look for God, and God ain't on a bush no more. Now the whole mountain is on fire. Because God done moved on to it from a bush to a mountain. Now, come on, amen. Listen, your faith has to be taking you somewhere. God is continually working in your life and moving in your life with his limitless power. If you want to stand still and camp out where you are in your revelation, God's going to move on without you, because the Christian experience is about growing up in the Lord. See, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just enough to show up at church. You got to grow up. That's why we get together in the name of Jesus and gather in this place and get in faith, so we can learn how to grow up in the things of the Lord and really begin to encounter God in his limitless ability, so we can live the life that we were destined to live. Come on, amen? Amen. Somebody say, my faith has got to take me somewhere. Say, where's it taking me, Pastor? Where's it taking me? It's taking you to your daily assignment and your eternal destiny. That's what faith is. It's a gateway to your daily assignment and your eternal destiny. Somebody say, I got to have faith. Now listen to this. Write this down if you're taking notes. In order to live my daily assignment, I need the limitless power of God. And my faith is the gateway to that power. In order to live my daily assignment, I need the limitless power of God. And my faith is the gateway that gives me entrance to that power. Because how many of you know, without faith, my world becomes very limited. I get stuck where I'm at. I live in the place of lack, and frustration becomes my companion. I ain't got nobody trying to help me no more, but that's the truth. Come on, huh? How many know people in our culture today identify as anybody that follows a religion as people of faith? How many know today, if the world looks at you, they call you people of faith? If you go to church, people refer to you as people of faith. If you watch the news at night and they talk about Christians, they call them the people of faith, I mean, there's a whole lot of people carrying around Bibles and know the Bible, but they ain't got no faith. Come on. There's a whole lot of people sitting in church service all over the United States of America this morning singing songs to God, but they don't even really know if he's there or not. They're hoping he's there. They're hoping something better going to be than what they got. Listen, just because we identify ourselves as Christians in front of everybody else in the secular world does not make us a Christian. It takes faith. Somebody say faith. All that means is that you are religious. We got plenty of religious people in the world, don't we? Even the Christians, real true Christians, don't like religious people. I mean, Jesus had a problem with the religious people. I mean, because religious people, there was places where religious people got more powerful than the Word of God. So what are you telling me, Pastor? Is there something more powerful than the Word of God? Yes, there is. Jesus said so himself to the Pharisees. He said, you've made my power null and void by your traditions, your religious traditions. Come on, So there's a whole lot of people out there that are being religious, but they're not walking in faith. They can't back it up with their lives. Because how many know, if I'm really a person of faith, then my faith should be carrying me somewhere in my life. I should be headed in a direction. There should be some destiny. And I shouldn't be even where I was at last year. I should have already grown into a new dimension. How many want to grow into a new dimension? That means my faith has got to be taking me somewhere. I got to be moving along with God. Amen. I mean, even my setbacks become setups. Even my struggles become a pathway to where God is taking me. Even my wilderness experiences where it felt like I wasn't going to make it through and I couldn't find a wellspring of life and I was all alone, I discovered that God would never leave me or forsake me, that he would always be there and he would get me to my destination if I could learn how to lean on him in times of trouble. Come on, amen. I've had to learn how to align myself with the divine purposes of God that are in my life. And I do that by faith. Somebody shout faith. Because how many of you know here today that God has ordained an assignment and a destiny for your life, and you cannot get to it without the limitless power of God, and you can't get to the limitless power of God if you don't learn how to walk by faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe there's some people here today that God wants to break out of cycles of dysfunction and break frustration off of your life and keep you from living limited lives and places of lack and places of frustration. I believe God wants to set some people free in this house today. I wonder if I got anybody in here looking for a new place of living. I just believe God wants to break lack off of you. I believe your faith is taking you somewhere today. He said, I want to take you somewhere. I ain't got no help. I said, I want to take you somewhere. I got to get like Simone again and sing, I want to take you somewhere. Woo! Faith. Somebody say faith. This is what Hebrews 6 says. It says, let us leave the elementary teachings. It said, let us not lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works. How many of you got to come to a place in your life where you start getting over the stuff you've been going through? Touch somebody and say, you got to get through this stuff. You've been there long enough. Sometimes we've got to learn to quit being preoccupied with the weaknesses of where we used to live. Sometimes our past is the biggest hang-up to our future. Now, come on, y'all didn't hear me. Let me try that again. There comes a time when you got to quit being preoccupied with the weaknesses of who you used to be and where you used to live. Forget about it. Touch somebody, say, get over it. That stuff's gone. Did they leave you? Yeah, they left you. Were you betrayed? Yeah, you were betrayed. Leave it in the past. I got five people trying to leave it in the past. Everybody says, I don't know, it hurts too much. It's a new day. I said it's a new day. So don't keep laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. You got to move on. Touch somebody and say, I need to move on. In other words, don't keep your faith at an elementary level. It's time to get to junior high school, then high school, and go on to college. Increase your faith. Amen. Recognize today that you got to have faith that is growing. Paul said this. He said it's an ever-increasing faith. He told the Romans we go from faith to faith. I mean, that's another way to say we live limitless. We go from faith to faith. Amen. So that means that your faith has got to be strengthened in this journey so that you can learn to believe God for more along the way. Praise the Lord. How many of you feel like growing a little bit? I want to go somewhere with God. Because God wants to move us into places in the supernatural and move us into dimensions of growth that'll take us in the realms of glory and places of overcoming and places of victory. I mean, there's a place that we can live with God where it is limitless. I'm talking about limitless resources, limitless blessing, limitless abundance, limitless joy, limitless peace, limitless grace in my life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
That's the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner here on WCNO today. And our time is 11:28, and we are blessed to be here with you on the air today. Do you know why we're on the air today? Well, there are a number of reasons, I suppose. We're here to broadcast the music and the message of Jesus Christ. That's a reason. But that's not what I'm getting at. Why are we on the air today? Well, we're on the air because people over the last several months have contributed to make it possible. We're on the air today because someone picked up the phone and called and gave a gift of $10. Someone else called and gave a gift of $25 or $100. You see, we're on the air today because people cared enough to support Christian radio to keep it on the air. That's why we're here today, to be able to say the name Jesus and to share with you his love, to share with you the message of hope, salvation in Jesus.